Okay, today we're going to learn Sukkot Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We were right in the middle of a conversation where Rabba had suggested a chiddush. Rabba had suggested that just like the halach of Dovin Akuma teaches us, that you could have up until 4 amos of schach pasul on the side of your sukkah, by the perimeter of your sukkah, so too, that's the shear of schach pasul be'emtza hasukkah, in the middle of the sukkah. So we were holding at Amalei Abaye. So Abaye now says to Rabba. So Amalei Abaye. Abaye says to Rabba, Ulamar Nami, even according to you, Nihidu lo shavi shirai besukkah gdola, granted the shear of schach pasul and the shear of avir are not going to be equivalent, they're not going to be the same shear when it comes to sukkah gdola, when it comes to a very large sukkah, because schach pasul is up to dal ramos and avir is only shlosh tfachim. So I understand that they're not going to be mitztarif, but b'sukkah ketana milo shavu shiurayu, don't they have the same shear when it comes to a sukkah ketana? Meaning, if the sukkah ketana is defined as the absolute minimum size sukkah, the absolute minimum size sukkah is the way we pass like Beis Shammai, 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So in either of in any sukkah ketana, whether it's chach pasul or whether it's avir, 3 tefachim of it is going to ruin it. So Amalei, Rabbi said to Abaye, Hasam lav mishum deshavu shirai ladadihu. No, by sukkah ketana, where they both pass with 3 tefachim, it's not because by sukkah ketana the shear of schach pasul and the shear of avir is the same. El mishum delesi l'shir desukahu. It's just simply that the shear of sukkah ketana is 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. So if you have more than 3 tefachim of something that's no good, whatever it is, whether it be schach pasul, whether it be avir, you just can't say lavud, and the shear sukkah is less than 7 tefachim. Meaning what you're left with by the time you disqualify that portion is less than 7 tefachim. So it's not about the inherent shiurim of schach pasul and the inherent shear of avir. No, it's about the fact that the metzias is you're going to be left without a sukkah. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rabba, who explained the reason that avir and schach pasul are not mitztarif to create one shear to pasul a sukkah is because they have different shiurim, they have different halachos. Is that true that whenever they don't have the same exact shear, they can't be mitztaref? So we're questioning this very notion, the very rule that Rabba had suggested, that when two things have different shiurim, when two things have different amounts, so they can't be mitztaref with each other. So is that really true? Vahatanan, we have a Mishnah that discusses the shear of a beged that's roughly to be mekabel tumas medrus. Tumas medrus is a zava nida yoledes, sits on something, even if they don't directly touch it, they're metamei it as an avatuma betumas medrus. So how large of a beged does the beged have to be mekabel tumas medrus? Ha beged, a beged that was designated for a medrus of a zav, for a zav to sit on, shlosha al shlosha, if it's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. Ha sak, if it's made from like goat hair, which is a much thicker type of beged, then only if it's arba'a al arba'a, it's a less chashuv a beged, so it would need to be larger in order for it to be considered chashuv, in order to be mekabel tuma. Ha'or, if it's made out of leather, chamisha al chamisha. Mapat, if it's made out of reeds, shisha al shisha. And yet, even though all of these different materials have different shiurim to make it susceptible to tumas medrus, habeged v'asak, asak v'or, ha'or v'amapatz, mitztarfim zeh. All these things that have different shiurim can be mitztarif with each other to make up a single beged that's able to be a mekabel tuma. So isn't that a kasha on Rabba? How could Rabba say that whenever two things have different shiurim that they are not mitztarif with each other? So as the Gemara nohasam k'dektani taima, the Gemara answers by things that have different shiurim, really they're normally not mitztarif. I what about by the beged with the different types of begadim that are mitztarif? Yeah, we explain the reason for that is Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma tam, what's the reason that these begadim are mitztarif to be mekabel tuma? Ho'il v'ro'i litamei moshav. Since any of them could be mekabel tumas moshav when it has a shear tefach. So since there's a way that they could all be considered the same shear, because they all could be, that's why they can all be mitztarif when it comes to tumas medrus. But by things that do not have the same shear at all, like schach pasul and like avir, they can never be mitztarif. Kiditnan. And the raya that Rabbi Shimon is right, that these things have the same shear when it comes to tumas moshav, is from the following Mishnah. Hamekatzea mikulan. If someone cuts one of the minim in the Mishnah, tefach al tefach, and he cuts out a piece that's a shear tefach al tefach tameh, and it's mekabel tuma. Tefach al tefach l'may chazi. So says Mara, well, what can you do with the shear of tefach al tefach? V'amar b'shem l'lakshm b'shem raviyane hol v'ra'ui l'tzlai al gabei chamar. Since it could be used as like a patch on a donkey cover, and to fix up the thing where the piece of cloth that people sit on when they ride a donkey. So the Gemara is going to explain where this comes from, the idea that Tzchach Pasul Pasul's with four Tfachim. Besura Amri Lahashmaita Bahai Lishna. In Surah they said this idea of Tzchach Pasul Pasul'ing with four Tfachim in the Lashon that the Gemara said in Amar Aleph. But in Arda Masnu, in Arda it was said that Amar Avidom Shmuel, Tzchach Pasul Be'emtza Posel Ba'arba'a, Minatzad Posel Ba'arba'a Amos. They know that Tzchach Pasul in the middle of the Sukkah Pasul's with four Tfachim, but on the side of the Sukkah is only with Dalet Amos. V'Rav Amar, Bein Minatzad, Bein Be'emtza Ba'arba Amos. Whether it be off to the side or whether it be in the middle of the sukkah, the shear is going to be 4 amos. Unless an arba amos is not going to pass the sukkah, even when it's in the middle. Tana, and so the Gemara asks on Shmuel, we learned in the Mishnah, Nasan aleha neser shu rachav arba tvachim. If a person puts on top of the middle of the sukkah a board that's 4 tvachim wide, which is schach pasul, ksheira, the sukkah is going to be kosher. So Bisham l'rav da'amar, bein b'emtza bein b'emtzar barba amos, I understand very well if you hold like Rav, that whether the schach pasul is in the middle of the sukkah, or whether it's off to the side of the sukkah, the pasul is only b'dalet amos, mishum hachik sheira, that's why this board is going to be kosher, because it's less than dalet amos. El l'shmuel damar b'emtza b'arba'a amaik sheira, but according to Shmuel, that schach pasul, even in the middle of the sukkah, could pasul with four tvachim, so then why is it kosher when you have this neser, which is four tvachim? So says Gemara, hachamei askinan minatzad. That no, what's the case? The case is that it was minatzad, that it was off to the side, and that's why it doesn't pasul the sukkah. So now the Gemara asks on Rav, who holds that tzchach pasul pasuls in the middle of the sukkah with four tefachim. Tashma, we have a brisa. Shnei sedinin. If you have two pieces of cloth that are pasul to use for tzchach because they're mekabel tuma, and they're each together they're more than four tefachim. Mitzarfin, so they can be mitzarif to pasul the sukkah. But shnei nesarim, two boards are a mitzarfin. They don't combine to pasul the sukkah, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that you could use boards as kosher eschach. Rameir omer nesarim kisadinim, and Rameir says no, boards have the same status as cloth. So if you say like the Lashon of Rav, that both in the middle of the sukkah and on the side of the sukkah the shear is dalet amos, my mitzarfin, so what does it mean that the boards are mitzarif to pasul the sukkah? Mitzarfin l'arba amos, that they're mitzarif for the shear of dalet amos. But according to that Lashon that Rav says, that in the middle of the sukkah the shear is four tefachim, hechidami, what's the case of this braisa? So Gemara understands that these boards are in the middle of the sukkah. Id ispuhu arba'a, if these boards are four tefachim wide, lamalu itzterufe, you don't need to be mitzarif of them. They're inherently already pasul. Videlespu arba'a, if they're less than four tefachim wide, well then kanya bi'almaninu, then they are the very definition of kasher schach. Says Gemara li'olam di ispuhu arba'a. They are four tefachim wide. Umay mitzarfin, what does it mean that they're mitzarif with each other? Mitzarfin la'arba amos minatzad. They're mitzarif to the shear of dalet amos minatzad. So that's what it means that they're mitzarif, because in the side of the sukkah it's going to be dalet amos. So they have the tzad, four tefachim won't do it, that's where you're going to need a tziruf. Says the Gemara, another kasha on Rav. Again, Rav is one that held that tzchach pasul pasul's in the middle of the sukkah if it's four tefachim wide. Tashema. Says, well, let's bring a raya. Sikcha bin asarim shal eres, sheyesh ben arba'a. If you are misakech a sukkah with cedar boards that are four tefachim wide, divrei akol psula. Everyone holds that it's going to be pasul. Since you normally make a roof out of such boards that are four tefachim wide, the Chum said you're not allowed to make a schach of a sukkah with it. A gezerah, you might come to sit in your regular house as opposed to a sukkah. But ein ben arba'a, if those boards are less than four tefachim wide, Rameir posel. Then Rameir says that it's going to be posel because there are some houses that have boards that are less than four tefachim wide for their roofing. So Rameir thinks that's posel too. But Rabbi Yehuda thinks that's going to be kosher. So says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Vayter, Umodu Rabbi Meir, Shem Yesh Bein Neser Neser, Kam Lo Neser, Shem Niach Pesel Bein Hayim Ukshera. That if in between the different boards you leave the exact same amount of space as the amount of space that the boards themselves take up, and then you fill in that space with Schach Kosher, then it's going to be kosher. So says Gemara, I understand very well if you hold that Schach Pesel ruins a sukkah, whether it be in the middle or whether it be Menatzad, if it's Dalet Amos. That's why the Braisa says that if you throw schach kosher in between the boards, it's going to be kosher, because even though those boards are four tefachim wide, and they're possible, boards that are four tefachim wide are possible for schach, but they don't possible the sukkah because it's not four amos of schach possible, and that's why you can sleep underneath the area in between. But if you hold that even four tefachim in the middle of the sukkah will ruin it, am I kshera? Why is this sukkah kosher at all? Each board that's four tefachim wide is puzzle, is absolutely puzzle. So you have schach puzzle of four tefachim right in the middle of your sukkah. That should puzzle your entire sukkah. So it doesn't help to put pesel beinayim. It doesn't help to put a schach kosher in between them. So the Gemara answers now, yes, it does. I'm Rav Huna Bar Rav Shua. The case we're dealing with over here is a sukkah that it happens to be exactly 8 amos in size. And here's what you do. Yoiv neser upesel, neser upesel, neser upesel. Start from one side of the sukkah, and you have a board, schach, board, schach, board, schach, of 4 tefachim each, you know, alternating mehagis on that side. And then start from the other end of the sukkah, and also go Neser upesel, neser upesel, neser upesel. Four tefach board, four tefach schach. Four tefach board, four tefach schach. Four tefach board, four tefach schach. Mehagis from the other end, havlu shnei psalim bemtso. What will happen is the last thing going toward the middle on both sides is going to be four tefachim of schach kosher. So you're actually going to have four tefachim of schach kosher that meet another four tefachim of schach kosher right in the middle of the sukkah to create 8 tefachim of schach kosher. And that's plenty big to make the shear of the sukkah, which is only 7 tefachim. What about all those boards that are on the side? For that, we'll apply dofen akuma, because it's less than dalet amos of schach pasul that's on the side. So let's review quickly what we just did. We learned that in our da taught that all agree that dalet amos minatzad is the shear. The machlokas is whether the shear be'emtza is dalet amos of 4 tefachim. And it was not said by Rav, but by Shmuel, and Rav was the only one who argued. And then we said that if Rav holds that Amir requires Dalet Amos even Be'emtza, we can understand Nesarim of Dalet being Mitztarif. But if he holds 4 Tefachim, then how can you talk about Siruf of Nesarim? So he said, no, you can talk about Siruf of Nesarim if it's off to the side. And then we said that if you have alternating boards of 4 tefachim and schach kosher of 4 tefachim, it can be good if you hold the dalet amos, even if you hold dalet amos be'emtza, or meaning for sure if you hold dalet amos, only dalet amos is possible be'emtza, or even if you hold dalet tefachim is possible be'emtza, as long as the two segments of schach kosher meet in the middle to create an area of 8 tefachim of schach kosher. Okay, that is sukkah daf yud zayin and beis. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on daf yud ches amud aleph.